This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The details of the Gosnell murder trial are simply too much to tell. Details are at our website. However, in the first day of testimony, a woman who worked for Gosnell off the books illegally wept as she told how she participated in the same actions that led to murder charges against Gosnell. Pope Francis, in one of his first tweets, said, "True power is service. The Pope must serve all people, especially the poor, the weak, the vulnerable." Just prior to his inaugural Mass, Francis took time to stop and offer a blessing for a disabled man. Meanwhile, major media outlets have begun a barrage of criticism of the new Pope. The latest charges say he is medieval. Catholic bishops are turning their attention to U.S. House Republicans, hoping they will place conscience protections to help stop the egregious nature of the HHS mandate that forces employers to pay for most anything that interdicts pregnancy. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. Another report from the Financial Times points out China's demographic problems. It makes a direct link between China's aging population and the fact that the number of abortions in China over the last 40 years has exceeded the population of the U.S. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.